I just returned from the Ashland Library with a book by Sinclair Lewis, the first American to win a Pulitzer Prize for literature. Now I'm worried that John Ashcroft might finger me as a subversive, because he's not going to like this book. Under the so-called U.S. Patriot Act, the federal government can monitor the books you and I check out of the public libraries. It's the price we're expected to pay for fighting the war on terrorism. The government would also monitor my web searches, my email, and hundreds of other actions that, in a happier, earlier time, I considered my business, not the government's. The Sinclair Lewis novel is It Can't Happen Here. It's about Americans during the Great Depression. They're so frightened for their future that they willingly renounce their rights and install a dictatorship to take care of them. Giving up rights out of fear, of course, is what Americans are doing right now in the war on terrorism. And if the Pentagon gets what I discussed earlier this week, its database on every American citizen, that list will get a lot longer. Even the drugs your doctor prescribes will be open to government surveillance. Instead of doctor-patient confidentiality, think of this as doctor and Big Brother playing footsie. Ironically, President Bush told us again last week that his administration's war on terrorism efforts are dedicated to defend America's freedoms. I'm sorry, but we seem to be losing a lot of freedoms before the first shot has been fired. Speaking of shots, that reminds me of guns. And, gol darn me, guns remind me of those patriots over there at the NRA. They've made no complaint about the government's new snooping authority, but when someone suggested that the FBI should use background records of gun purchases to search for terrorists or, say, a Washington sniper, John Ashcroft and the NRA screamed that this gasp would violate the privacy of their members. Never mind that a recent PBS report said that American gun laws are so loose that it's more sensible for terrorists to buy them here rather than from abroad. This doesn't faze Mr. Ashcroft, who says he doesn't need information about gun purchases to defend us against terrorism. On the other hand, he apparently cannot defend America without checking what you check out with your library card. This is Les O'Coin.